This is Chris Johnson. You know what I just did? This isn't even what I'm going to be talking about, but I literally just did this, and I feel the need to bring it to your attention. My cats drink out of the tap. They jump on the bathroom counter, and they sit there and they stare at me, and they want me to turn the fucking water on for them. They drink that shit right out of the tap. Fuck the water that's on the ground. That's just not good enough. You open that goddamn tap, and you give us that fluoride shit. You give us the good shit. I mean, I don't know what the equipment is. Is that like the keg to cats? The fuck are you drinking out of the goddamn tap for, fellas? Jesus. I should photograph it and put it on Twitter. Wouldn't that be something? Nice little media post. So anyway, yeah. Simon's getting his fucking drink on. Finn likes it too. Finley will just lay up there, you know. Hey, fucker, what are you doing? You going to the next room? Would you turn this shit on for me, please? And then I'd leave the goddamn water on. It runs for a fucking hour. Luckily, at this complex, I don't pay for it. They pay for my water. How nice of them. But anyway, what I really want to hit on is that it's October, and I'm sure all of you have noticed, it's political season. So we're getting a lot of fucking political spots, and it's a presidential election year, which makes it even fucking worse. And I'm not going to talk politics, because I fucking hate politics. I hate Republicans. I hate Democrats. I think it all fucking sucks. I think the system sucks. I think the candidates suck. Almost exclusively suck, suck, suck. And, you know, whatever you have to say to me about voting, my response is, fuck you. Well, this guy does this, fuck you. And I don't like this guy because of this, fuck you. Seriously, just go fuck yourself. That's what I think about almost everything politically that you have to say to me. However, one thing I think we can all agree on is these political spots, or these political commercials, as you call them if you're not in the radio business. We call them spots. I don't fucking know why, we just do. But political ads, political commercials. They're fucking universally terrible, but the worst ones are the ones, there's this one that I've been fucking hearing, the fucking kids reading it. You got your fucking kids reading your goddamn political spots for you? Jesus fucking Christ. Stop it. Stop that shit. I don't want to hear your fucking thoughts, your bullshit fucking political thoughts. I don't want to hear your kid reading a fucking script on why you're fucking great and why your opponent sucks. And can I say this? You're running for DA. For Christ's sake. You're running for fucking district attorney. Your fucking wiener kid, your goddamn daughter, she can't even fucking read at a third grade level, for Christ's sake. You want me to believe her fucking ass? I'm supposed to believe the words of some fucking little wiener nerd telling me about how fucking great you are and how you're a fucking hero. My dad's my hero. He was in the military and he wants to be your district attorney. You know what? He did a fucking awful job on you, miss. You can't fucking speak. You sound like a goddamn clown. Get off my fucking radio. And take this piece of shit that's running for office with you. He sucks. If that's the job he did on you, what the fuck is he going to do as a goddamn DA? You know what one of the bullet points was? Other spots? Like, man, he prosecuted some harsh criminals. He prosecuted the hardest of hard criminals. What the fuck is he supposed to do? He's the fucking DA. That's his fucking job. Some asshole goes apeshit in a fucking church and stabs six people. He's not going to fucking prosecute him? Like, whoa, holy shit. This case is too fucking hard for me. You better let the ADA handle it. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Jesus fucking Christ. You suck. I hope you lose the election. And I hope your daughter drops out of college. Actually, I don't even have to hope for that. She's probably not even in college because she can't fucking read. You know how I know that? Because I listen to her struggle through the goddamn read every fucking day. There's some other piece of shit who's just some fucking bum. Some career politician, white collar fucking criminal asshole, doughy motherfucker I don't even know what he's running for. You know, he's running for douchebag because that's what they all are running for. He's pissed because his opponents are buying airtime at the station, and he's criticizing the people that work at the station for not going on the air and critiquing his opponent's spots. Fuckhead, I don't think you know how broadcasting works. You buy time, like let's say I wanted to buy some time. I wanted to buy time and say, you know, I'll drop 10 grand on a minute spot and I'll fucking air it during drive time. And I wanted to say that fucking girl who does the DA spots sounds like a fucking moron. I can do that. Because my money's green and they'll fucking take it. And nobody has to go on the air and say, you know what? That woman's not fucking stupid. You fucking have to take it. You fucking take the money. It's how it works. We don't fucking critique it. He's like, well, if they were really journalists, they would go on there and talk about the lies that my opponent is spreading about me. Dude, fuck you. The fact that you don't know the fucking difference between a fucking ad and a goddamn news show disqualifies your dumb fucking ass for office. Fuck off. I want you off my goddamn radio and television screen. Fuck you. What a piece of shit. These guys are so fucking stupid. And stop wearing hard hats, assholes. Stop touring plants and wearing hard hats. Show me some fucking balls. Go in there with no safety goggles, no hard hat. You might have my vote. Well, not really. But I'd respect you more. Some fucking oversized hard hat. Dumb fucking goggles. Guy's in a fucking plant at a real fucking job for the first time in his adult life. And, oh, look at him. He's touring the plant. Why are we touring plants? What the fuck is going on in these plants that we need to tour them? Who cares? Nobody gives a shit how the sausage is made. Nobody wants you there. It's a fucking photo op. My Twitter page is rolling. I guess. Can you roll? Mm-hmm. @JohnsonHateYou.